The state pardons board met recently with Mary Leggett at Tachita State Prison and will decide if she's served enough time for causing the death of her day-old baby. Attorney Gary Sherman has fought for the 51-year-old's release for several years. He says since she was convicted in 1992, new information has been discovered about post-birth depression.
Mary was the product of a traumatic event. She was raped, and the pregnancy came from the rape. Mary has memory lapses. Persistent memory lapses that persist to this day. Mary also reported that she thought the baby was dead at the time that she put it in the box to dispose of it. And consistently among these cases, these women believe the baby was dead and don't believe that they killed it.
Cases of extreme postpartum depression are rare. Dr. Evan Saunders is an OBGYN at St. Luke's Medical Center in Milwaukee. He says less than 0.5% of new moms are affected. But Saunders says while many women get the blues for a few weeks after giving birth, some plunge into a psychosis triggered by stress. The key is to get police and courts to recognize it.
That's where the law and law enforcement and the courts have a tough time, as they may, as a general public, recognize that these conditions occur, but they need guidance as to say, okay, but in this particular case, is this what we're dealing with here?
Meanwhile, Leggett continues to serve a life term as she waits word from the pardon board and ultimately from Governor Doyle. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.